Hey, I'm Godwin Idiavo, and welcome to another episode of GI Nutrition. Hey, today I'll be talking about sodium. How much sodium is bad sodium? In Africans and in Nigeria especially, we have a really confused understanding of what sodium actually is. I've met people that say, I know sodium is bad though. Take too much sodium. Yes, sodium is salt. So they could literally avoid salt, but you go back and still see them taking their canned foods, those Pringles and their processed meats, and they don't mind. Those ones is not salt, it's just it's Maggi now, don't mind them. But the thing is that I don't feel we're well educated on the sodium content or how much we need from salt. In every table salt, our sodium chloride now gone. There is 40% sodium, 60% chloride. And you might be, 40% now, so I can take as much, I won't reach my requirement. What is the requirement? The daily requirement, the daily intake requirement for sodium is 2,300 milligrams. And I know that would be like, oh my God, 2,300 milligrams, that's so huge. For those that don't have to calculate, sorry. But 2,300 milligrams just means 2.3 grams. And that's equivalent to a teaspoon of salt. You know, this is mind-blowing. Like, all nonsense now. How would I be taking a teaspoon of salt? And I just want to kill me now. You don't want me to eat my food well. Or you don't want me to enjoy my food. What will I put in my food? Okay, this is the thing, when we are cooking for family, I just want to say that when we are cooking for a family, we didn't say you should put a teaspoon of salt because you're not going to reach the requirement for everyone. A teaspoon of salt only contains 2,300 milligrams. So if you're putting only a teaspoon and everybody needs their 2,300, you can see the math that's not going to work. So you calculate for the persons you're cooking for. Like people that cook in bulk, then they'll put their 3 to 2 or 4 tablespoons in their meal, then put their Maggi too. So in a day you could actually comfortably reach your goals. But for a person, when you're cooking a portion, you should always mind your salt intake. Without talking too much, I want to talk about some benefits of sodium, because I just started now, it's the bad. Before I get to another series of bad, I will just say, advantage of sodium. It helps your body retain water better. It keeps your blood pressure up, but in the healthy range, so it doesn't go over. It manages your blood pressure for you. It ensures that there's fluid outside your cell. This is called the extracellular fluid, which is crucial for the function of your cell, and it does so much work, other works. What I want to be explaining now, this episode, is the myth around this sodium thing. We're like, don't use salt, use these alternatives, use Maggi, I've seen this Ajinomoto. So I want to explain whether they are actually healthy or they're just a bunch of lies. So I'll just dive right in, yeah? In 100 grams, like I've said before, in 100 grams of salt, there's 40% sodium and there's 60% chloride. And so that's why we need 1 tablespoon. Because 1 tablespoon, the 40% sodium is just 2,335. So if you take another teaspoon, it's going over. But I've explained the other one. So what I want to be talking about is a few things that people have used as alternatives for excess salt. I hear the word that you don't use salt, use mangi. Yeah, so I had to go and do a little bit of research. I checked for no, and I checked for mangi. Yeah. And for mangi, per 100 grams, there is 19, or so let's round it off to 20% of sodium. So, you see, we didn't reach, we did reach our requirement, because we need only 2 grams, and in 100 grams of maggi there's 19. But what am I saying, we're not using the whole, this is nice if you want to put the whole maggi in your soup, not be party soup. But per cube, yeah, I did further research, per cube of our seasoning or maggi, whatever, generally contains 0.66, that is 660 milligrams. So if you're personally going to cook for only yourself, you have to use only one and make sure you're not adding salt again. But if you're adding just a sprinkle, definitely not pass a pinch, because you might be exceeding, if you're already exceeding your limits for one meal and you're eating 3 meals a day, you're not measuring well now. You get it? And the second one, yeah, I would love to talk about this umami, the Ajinomoto. I said umami is some time back was found that taste bud has a fifth sense, and it's the umami, the sense for glutamate, yeah? So Ajinomoto made this monosodium glutamate, MSG, that we always hear from sugarcane. It's in most of our foods. MSG is in most of our foods, planted foods. A lot of controversies have been in this MSG, because MSG is bad. And most of the time, since we grew up seeing labels of no MSG, so we're just like, fine, thank God there's no MSG. This is horrible. Yes, fine. There are research that says excess MSG has led to brain damage, yeah? But it's excess. Who takes anything in excess? Which moderation should always be a key. But there are also some research that with people that has MSG sensitivity and allergy, if you are one of those people, leave MSG alone. Leave Ajinomoto alone. Do not do. Yeah? So, yeah. Let me carry on. For 100 grams of the Ajinomoto, there is 12.6, rounding off 13. So you see that it's quite lower than the maggi. So it's a much better option, and it has been known to increase taste of food better, much better. Just make sure you watch out for the sensitivity. You have always heard that mangi is better, mangi is better. Sure, mangi is better, but it has 20 grams. I know 12 grams is still over 2 grams, but per 100, that's just per 100 grams. So I'm not going to be using the whole 100 grams. When we talk about per 10, we're talking about 1 point. Per 10 grams, we're just talking about 1.2. But for mangi, per 10 grams is it 1.2, Seth? I hope I'm not getting my calculation wrong. Yeah, 1.2. For Maggi, it is 2 points already. So per 10 grams, Maggi actually fits into funny enough, 10 grams is a lot. Like 10 grams is up to a tablespoon. That's few cubes of Maggi. So it could actually be an option. Maggi should actually be an option. If Ajinomoto, if you're sensitive to Ajinomoto. And lastly, this is not an option. This is not an alternative. But I say I want to pick on it. Yeah? Noodle. Our seasoning noodles. Our instant noodles. That seasoning. Well, I say it's a slow killer. I have fallen victim to this. Like, I just recently discovered, like, a year or so ago. I've fallen victim to this. And I've been annoyed at how we still feed this to our children. Because I get it that they need their sodium, but not that way. Can you imagine? In a research I read, that I did for this podcast, per sachet of that instant noodle spices, instant noodle seasoning, yeah? There is 1,500 to 1,800 milligrams per sachet. Eh? And most of us, we put 2 per sitting. Most of us, we're eating three packs. We take the 3 per sitting. Can you imagine how that is killing us? Yeah? 3, imagine 3. 1,515. That is already 3,000. You call it another 3,15. That is 4,5. That is just murder. So these are the things. There are other foods, a lot. Don't have the time to talk about it, but there are a lot we should always watch out for. Canned food. Those are canned beans for Christmas now, especially this season now. I'll be buying canned green beans, sweet corn. Don't use the water, because people are fond of using the water. Do you know how much sodium is in it? Throw, wash with warm water, rinse all the salt. I know some salts are already infused, so when you are cooking with your meal, still reduce salt. As sweet corn, that thing is really high in sodium. Processed meat, all ham and whatnot, and packaged sausage. Do you know packaged shrimp too has up to 1,500 milligrams of sodium? There are a lot of things I can't just speak on, yeah. So, when we talk about the negative side of sodium, I've been talking about sodium. What is this? What effect does it actually have in our body? Firstly, cardiovascular risks. You risk increasing your... increasing your blood pressure, you increase the prevalence of stroke, increase the prevalence or the occurrence of heart failure. A lot of all this you will increase in your body. Also, excess sodium in the body is also known to suck calcium from bones. to deplete or make your calcium not readily available. So this could also lead to further bone-related disease like osteoporosis, could lead to stomach cancer, kidney disease, kidney stone, hepatomegaly, the enlarged heart muscles, and so much more. And you may be asking, I want to reduce my... I finally have listened to you and I want to reduce my sodium intake generally. I want to follow some particular rules, yeah? These are what you should do. Firstly, make sure you read every, even if you don't read it for your calories, you don't read it for anything, read every nutrition content, the content label at the back of every packaged food. Go to the sodium, look for its percentage per 100 gram. That's what most people use. If it's above, will I say, yeah, if it's above 12, know how you want to start minimizing yourself. Secondly, cook home fresh foods. Cook with whole foods. Cook with spices, rather, sorry. Use more of the spices. Use your cinnamon, use your turmeric, your rosemary, your thyme, your fresh curry. Make sure you immerse yourself in this whole healthy spice. Thirdly, if you want to add a little bit of salt in your food, yeah, you could just go for the Ajinomoto if you don't have any allergy. You could also go for a Maggi, as long as it doesn't exceed, as long as you're calculating it. And you should go for, if you want to go, 1 tablespoon or 1/2 tablespoon per meal. Or you should make sure that you always target yourself at 800 milligrams of salt for every meal. You want to fry a kwekere, most kwekere outside are plantain chips. Outside are still salty because they feel that's the rave, so they pack salt in it. Fry a kwekere, fry it healthy like I do my own. I love kwekere, so when I fry it, I don't use salt. I do use Maggi, but not much. But then I add pepper. I don't know. I love black pepper in my bakery. I add cinnamon. It just gives you this background too. I just make a mix of spice, a little in my hand, really. It's not going to be much. Then massage it in the bakery. You can fry. It's simple. It's lovely. So there are a lot of things you could do to get your sodium in check, because that sodium we speak about is a killer. We don't know when we go in excess in it, and it's a chronic disease that you won't notice it yet. You won't notice it in your youthful age, but very soon, with time, by your 30s, your bones will start giving up and you start blaming it on old people disease. Look back on your diet and say, maybe this is how I went wrong. Maybe if I actually did better, I would have been feeling much more better at this age. Till next episode, I'm Godwin Ijavu and thanks for listening.